On this day, for April 19th, tomorrow in history. Tomorrow is Patriots Day in Massachusetts, Maine, and in Wisconsin. Tomorrow is also the Declaration of Independence Day in Venezuela. It is the landing of the 33 in Uruguay. It is Primrose Day in England, and it is the Roman holiday, and it is the end of the Roman holiday of Cerealia. Tomorrow is also Bicycle Day. And in the years 1908, 1981, 1987, and 1982, it was Easter Sunday. In Brazil, it is Dia do Índio. Tomorrow in history, in the year 1012, on April 19th, was the martyrdom of Saint Alphege in Greenwich, London. In the year 1529, at the Diet of Speyer, a group of rulers and independent cities protests the reinstatement of the Edict of Worms, beginning the Protestant movement. In the year 1587, Sir Francis Drake sinks a Spanish fleet in Cadiz Harbor. In the year 1692, Bridget Bishop goes on trial in Salem, Massachusetts, for witchcraft. In the year 1713, with no living male heirs, Emperor Charles VI issues the pragmatic sanction to ensure that Habsburg lands and the Austrian throne would be inherited by his daughter, Maria Theresa, who was not actually born until 1717. In 1775, the Battle of Lexington and Concord began the American Revolutionary War. In 1809, the Army of Austria attacks and is defeated by the forces of the Duchy of Warsaw in the Battle of Ryssen, part of the struggles of the Fifth Coalition. In 1810, Venezuela achieves home rule. Vicente Amparin, governor of the Captaincy General, is removed by the people of Caracas, and a junta is installed. In the year 1839, the Treaty of London establishes Belgium as a kingdom. In the year 1861, in the American Civil War, occurred the Baltimore Riot of 1861, in which a pro-secession mob in Baltimore, Maryland, attacks U.S. Army troops marching through the city. In 1892, Charles Duryea claims to have driven the first automobile in the United States in Springfield, Massachusetts. In 1904, much of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, is destroyed by fire. In the year 1909, Joan of Arc receives beatification. In the year 1919, Leslie Irvin of the United States makes the first successful parachute jump in freefall. In 1927, Mae West is sentenced to 10 days in jail for obscenity for her play, Sex. In the year 1928, the 125th and final fascicle of the Oxford English Dictionary is published. In the year 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt announces that United States will be abandoning the gold standard. The next year, in 1934, Shirley Temple debuts in Stand Up and Cheer. In 1936, tomorrow was the first day of the Great Uprising in Palestine. In 1938, RCA NBC begins regular television broadcasts. In 1943, in World War II, in Poland, German troops enter the Warsaw Ghetto to round up the remaining Jews, beginning the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. On the same day, Swiss chemist Dr. Albert Hofmann deliberately takes LSD for the first time. In 1950, Argentina becomes a signatory to the Buenos Aires Copyright Treaty. In 1951, General Douglas MacArthur retires from the military. In 1954, the Constituent Assembly of Pakistan decides Urdu and Bengali to be national languages of Pakistan. In 1956, actress Grace Kelly marries Rainier III of Monaco. In 1960, students in South Korea hold a nationwide pro-democracy protest against their president, Syngman Rhee, eventually forcing him to resign. In 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba ends in failure. In 1971, Sierra Leone becomes a republic, and Sykes Stevens the president, On the same day, in the Vietnam War, Vietnam Veterans Against the War began a 5-day demonstration in Washington, D.C. Also, on the same day, in 1971, was the launch of Salyut 1, the first human-made space station. In 1976, Executive Order 9066 is rescinded. Executive Order 9066 was a presidential executive order issued during World War II by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt on February 19, 1942, using his authority as Commander-in-Chief to exercise war powers to send ethnic groups to internment camps. In 1978, Lagomotte Paris is elected President of Nauru. In 1985, Advance Australia Fair is proclaimed as Australia's national anthem and green and gold as the national colors. On the same day, United Soviet Socialist Republic performs a nuclear test at eastern Kazakhstan / semi-Palatinsk USSR. In 1987, The Simpsons make their television debut in the short Good Night as a segment for the Tracey Ullman Show. In 1989, a gun turret explodes on the USS Iowa, killing 47 sailors. In 1993, the 51-day siege of the Branch Davidian building outside Waco, Texas, USA, ends when a fire breaks out. 81 people die. In 1995, in the Oklahoma City bombing, the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, USA, is bombed, killing 168. In 1999, the German Bundestag returns to Berlin. In 2000, an Air Philippines Boeing 737-200 crashes near Davao International Airport, killing 131. In 2005, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger is elected as Pope Benedict XVI on the second day of the papal conclave. This has been On This Day for April 19th. All information is licensed under the GFDL and available from Wikipedia at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/april-19. Thank you for listening to Wikicast, and have a great day.